Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Gardaí have not provided key information to a major investigation into the Dublin Monaghan bombings a year since Taoiseach Micheál Martin pledged to release all state files on the atrocity. 34 people died this Saturday, 51 years ago, after three no-warning car bombs exploded in Dublin, while a fourth bomb detonated in Monaghan an hour and a half later. Our reporter Barry Lenihan is here and has been looking into this story. Barry, this was the deadliest atrocity of the Troubles.
And yet nobody has ever been brought to justice for the events of Saturday, May 17th, 1974. Loyalist paramilitaries, the notorious Glenan gang from South Armagh, carried out the coordinated attacks in collusion with the British security services. And as I highlighted on a special podcast series on this station last year with colleague Kieran O'Connor, The Forgotten, the bomb materials used for the deadly attack could well have originated south of the border before coming into the hands of the loyalist killers. Now, 34 people died, as you say, including an unborn baby and an entire family. And the bombs, they exploded during a Friday evening rush hour as many made their way down Dublin's Talbot Street to catch the train home to different parts of the country. Around 300 suffered serious injuries, including then 15-year-old apprentice tailor Noel Hegarty.
Remember a flash and a puff of smoke, and that was it. I don't remember waking up in the hospital. I was being anointed, and I think it was 3 days later before my father and my eldest brother actually found me. I wouldn't have had any identification on me at the time. Practically all my life attending hospitals, but it was a horrible day. Horrible day. Just horrible. Just, I had this buzzing sound in my ears all the time, just constant. I presume later, later in life, that I realised my eardrums were perforated. So I always remember a terrible smell, a stench afterwards. I just couldn't get rid of it. No, it was like sulphur or a burning. It was horrible, a horrible smell. I have pictures in my mind, and I don't know where these pictures came from, you know. You can see people, bodies, blood everywhere. And I always remember the sound of glass, just shards, just as though somebody had dumped a load of glass on the ground. It was just shh. And I know that affected me for years afterwards, because if I heard the sound of breaking glass, it just kind of got ballistic. Became very, very nervous and frightened. Prayed that another car bomb would go off. I won't say it has gone away, because it is still there. It still has an effect on you.
That's Noel Hegarty speaking with you, Barry, last year. And you mentioned how nobody's ever been brought to justice for the Dublin Monaghan bombings, but there are several inquiries still underway. What is the latest ahead of the 51st anniversary of the atrocity?
So Operation Denton is examining 127 killings linked to the Glenan gang, including Dublin Monaghan and the Miami Showband massacre. And last year, the head of that investigation, retired British police chief Ian Livingstone, told me how he'd received access to never-before-seen top-secret material. His final report was due last year, but in an update to Drive Time today, he said the Denton report remains in the security checking process, and we hope to make it available for publication later this year, he added. He also said Saturday's anniversary serves as an important date to reflect and remember all those who were impacted. But Margaret Irwin of Justice for the Forgotten, representing several bereaved families and survivors, she says delays are frustrating.
They're anxiously waiting for the Operation Denton report. They're thinking about that very much now. It's very much hoped that it will be published in the coming months. We understand that it's due to go to the PSNI, hopefully by the end of June. So after that, then it will be up to the PSNI as to when they publish. But hopefully they will not delay too long.
That report had been due for the 50th anniversary last year, hadn't it?
That's right, yes. It was hoped to have it published by the 50th anniversary, but unfortunately that didn't happen, as is the case with so many of these inquiries. It inevitably gets delayed, still won't have it for the 51st anniversary. We've waited a long time for it. The families have waited so long, and we've had so many false dawns. So we very much hope that this will get to the bottom of what exactly happened or why and why it happened on the 17th of May, 1970.
That's Margaret Irwin of Justice for the Forgotten. What other investigations, Barry, are ongoing?
The Police Ombudsman for Northern Ireland is also carrying out an investigation into the Glenann gang, Operation Newham. In 2017, requests were made to Dublin for all Gartha files relating to the Dublin Monaghan bombings, as well as three other terrorist attacks in the Republic. But in a statement, the Police Ombudsman for Northern Ireland today confirmed how, 8 years on, Gardaí have supplied just some of that material. However, we have not been provided with sensitive information included in the request, the statement reads. And it goes on to say how we've previously responded to correspondence from An Garda Síochána in which they sought clarification about the information requested, explaining that we cannot be more specific than we have been. Here's Margaret Irwin again.
An Garda Síochána has made, we understand, two very small tranches of documents available now to the Police Ombudsman, which happened in the end of January and I think the end of February. But it's an amazing state of affairs when you consider that the Police Ombudsman made a formal request for all these documents back in August of 2017.
Are we confident those documents even exist within An Garda Síochána?
Well, we understand that Operation Denton has had access to what they say is six boxes of documents. They have had access to documents, undoubtedly, which were not made available to the Police Ombudsman's office. And of course, the Police Ombudsman is carrying out an investigation, whereas Operation Denton is carrying out an analytical review. It's incredible, really, when you consider that it is 51 years. We still have to wait. Everything seems to have to be put on hold for one reason or another. It's really imperative that we get some sort of result very, very soon.
Now, separately, the Police Ombudsman's final report will not be published for now after its investigation led to a decision by the North's Public Prosecution Service to prosecute a former member of the RUC for offences including murder and conspiracy to murder in the North, together with an aborted attack in the South. But in relation to Dublin Monaghan, these supposed delays in information from An Garda Síochána come despite a pledge from An Taoiseach Micheál Martin this exact time last year to release all Irish state documents in connection to the atrocity. And Sinn Féin Monaghan TD and Justice spokesperson Matt Carthy says the Irish government must do more.
We have a situation where the British government have just point blank refused. They've stonewalled on this issue time and time again. And I don't get a sense that the Irish government are pressing hard enough in that regard. And I have to say, any suggestion that the Denton review or any other review into the Glenann gang isn't provided with whatever information is in the possession of the Gardaí is just entirely unacceptable. I would expect that the government are engaging very closely with the Gardaí to ensure that they divulge whatever information is required, because it weakens our argument, I have to say, with the British government. The British government, of course, are renowned and notorious for refusing willing to provide information that would give a true sense of their hand in atrocities such as the Dublin and Monaghan bombings, and they should be provided with no excuse for refusing to do so. And the failure on the part of the Irish authorities, whether it's Gardaí or any other agency, to provide information, any failure on our part will just play into the hands of those within the British system that want to hide the truth.
That's Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin. Any further responses, Barry, this evening?
Well, a spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs said the absence of a substantive response from the British side to date to requests for access to material in relation to the Dublin Monaghan bombings is a matter of great concern, and it said the Taoiseach Simon Harris has raised it directly with the British government. On an apparent hold-up on the Irish side, the spokesperson added how, quote, we're satisfied that An Garda Síochána remain committed to cooperating to the greatest extent possible within the law, within Operation Newham and the Northern Ireland Police Ombudsman. Separately, a spokesperson for the Department of Justice said it too is satisfied that An Garda Síochána remain committed to cooperating to the greatest extent possible with the Police Ombudsman investigation, and it says the government is committed to helping as much as possible to establishing what happened 51 years ago. Separately, a spokesperson for An Garda Síochána confirmed how it says it's actively assisting the Police Ombudsman for Northern Ireland in relation to Operation Newham, and it says it doesn't comment on the details of its correspondence with the Ombudsman.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed.